Blackstone Audio presents CJ's Fate by Kay Hooper. For Pam, and the conference in Atlanta where this book was conceived. Chapter 1.
CJ, can you put that book down for 10 minutes?
The exasperated voice, coming from the willowy blonde seated next to CJ in the cab, contained more than a thread of real irritation. CJ lifted her burnished copper head and directed a somewhat quizzical look at her friend, then sighed and marked her place, closing the heavy book and leaving it to rest on her lap.
"Sorry, Jan," she murmured.
Jan leaned forward to address the third occupant of the cab, who was sitting on the other side of CJ.
"Want to bet she starts reading again the moment we check in?"
The brunette on CJ's right shook her head with a long-suffering sigh, her brown eyes merry.
"That's the trouble with geniuses. They just can't stop being geniuses."
"I'm not a genius, Tammy," CJ protested, her quiet voice mild but very slightly impatient.
"Lord knows that just looking at you, no one would take you for a brain," Jan said. "You're no bigger than a pixie, and those ridiculous yellow eyes make you look like a bewildered kitten." "It's disgusting," Tammy chimed in, her voice lifting in mock outrage. "All the men cluster around you like bees at a honeypot."